Sound like a plan, my man? My woman, I should say?
Yeah.
I should call you my woman. Right?
Okay.
Why not? What's wrong with that? Especially since obviously you want to be a man, you're talking about.
No, I don't want to be a man.
I just wish you had man parts.
I just wish I could go wherever I would like.
Yeah, the convenience of well, and to be honest, it's not like I, on a regular basis, I have to resort to that. I think maybe one other time in my life I've had to, you know, use the facilities while driving because there's not going to be any gas station in sight. I don't think that's acceptable. I know it's a little bit weird to do, but gee, there's seriously, that's like a 40-minute stretch with no restroom, and it just hit me all at once. And I was worried that, you know, at first I was like, is it possible I could overflow this 64-ounce cup? No, it's not. I don't think that's physically possible. But we thought we'd talk a little bit about what kind of powers you'd like to absorb from the opposite sex. That's obviously a key one for being a guy. There are a lot of things that we can get away with that you can't. You know, we don't have to wear makeup. We don't have to get our hair did. We don't have to get our eyebrows plucked unless they're just ridiculous. Yeah. You know? We don't have to shave our legs. Don't have to have hair ripped off our face with wax. Don't have to have a period.
You don't have to push a watermelon out from your body.
Yeah. I thought you were going to save a JJ for a second.
No.
Hmm. Totally misread that.
JJ?
Yeah. But there's a lot of the thought process of being a woman. When you have kids, usually the mom is closer to the kids. You know, there's a special bond there and everything.
Yeah.
So a lot of the really important stuff, it's worthwhile. That's a power that'd be nice to absorb. Although, when it comes to day-to-day stuff and just general living, like the actual things you have to do to survive, especially in a society. Yeah, women have it tough. But there are some good things. There's some good powers to be absorbed there. So what kind of powers would you like to absorb from the opposite sex is the question this leads us to. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Stooks in the morning.
Yes, hello. I would like to absorb the power of being able to go days without bathing and just becoming more attractive.
What?
Is that true? Like the Brad Pitt type look or something?
Yes, he is an example. McConaughey is another one.
I'm sorry, who?
Matt McConaughey.
Okay, the Matthew McConaughey?
Yes, he's another one. And it's so dreamy. And us women, the female can relate.
Me?
Yeah, on what kind of level?
As far as you don't have to bathe as a man. And women, we have to bathe. All women agree with me. You have to bathe. You get ready in the morning. And when you're a man, you don't need to do anything. Get out of bed. Put some clothes on. And women are just falling for you. You're so much dreamier.
But isn't that just like filth, though? I mean, isn't that filthy and disgusting? You may think like the weird, like kind of matted hair or something might look cool, but isn't it?
It smells.
Oh, but it tastes so good. It tastes good. And the female, do you agree?
That it tastes, what? No. That's, yuck.
Yeah, you don't find a man attractive if he doesn't bathe very often.
No.
What's the female's name?
Jerry Ann,
are you lesbian?
God.
No, I'm not.
Have you dabbled?
No, I haven't.
You have dabbled in lesbianism. Jerry Ann?
No, I haven't.
This is some bull.